This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug with Rich and Greg in Tech Talk time. We are here to discuss technology, the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, the whys, the wherefores. Greg Stebbins is the technology editor for Men's Health magazine and also happens to be on location at the Republican National Convention. I don't understand why, but we'll get to the bottom of that. First, though, Greg, I thought perhaps you'd like to share with Rich and me your Pokemon experiences. It seems everybody is sharing Pokemon experiences. Richie got it with his children. His neighborhood is playing it. Somebody drove into my farm on Saturday and wanted to know if it was a Pokemon stop. I wasn't there, and the guy who was working on the farm didn't know what this person was talking about. What is...
I was there playing Pokemon, and I got very engaged in the game. Completely, you know, I lost track of everything happening around me. And the next thing you know, I looked up and I was in Cleveland, standing in front of the Quicken Loan Center, where the Republican National Committee.
Yeah, that really might actually be really
will happen.
What will be really interesting there, Greg, is watching all of the GOP walk around with their phones out looking for Pokemon in the convention. Because there will be dozens of them there.
Or a clue as to why Donald Trump chose Mr. Pence to be his vice president. Maybe there's a clue to that somewhere, too, in there. So the Pokemon thing is growing by leaps and bounds. Why would somebody have come into my farm to look for a Pokemon clue? What would that have been about?
Well, so part of what happens in the game is it leads people to what are called bases. And generally these are notable public places, churches and parks and things like that. Sometimes, unfortunately, it can be like a police station. And can I just give a word to the wise here? This is not a good time to be standing around a police station not paying attention and playing a game.
No.
So common sense is a really good thing here. There have been lots of reports, Doug, of people like you who have turned up in the game as a Pokemon Go base, and all of a sudden people converge on their places, and the owner of the house or the business has no idea what's going on, and of course the players are not paying attention at all, and so they think it's perfectly fine to tromp through someone's yard or, in your case, through your farm.
You really
do have to pay attention while you're playing.
Two things here. This could be a good thing, Doug. A neighbor of mine, he is one of the associate pastors at one of the larger churches in our neighborhood, and they intentionally are creating Pokemon stops at their church to get people, and businesses are doing the same thing. They want these people to come to their business. If you still had the farm store open, you would want them to come and buy an ice cream while they're looking for Pokemons or whatever it was.
Bingo.
Buying milk. So a lot of businesses are really using this as a way to get people in the front door. The other thing that was interesting about this, Greg, is that when Nintendo released this game, they didn't have a map created for all of the stops around the world. So what they did is they bought the database from another GPS-based game that had been around for years and just loaded those locations that people had played that other game into the Pokemon game. So all these locations are, you know, interesting places around the world that this other game has been played, and that's why you had people jumping into and walking into the Holocaust Museum, the World War II Museum, because for this other thing, it may have been a little little bit different situation, and then not looking for a Pokemon in there, but that's where they got all of their locations from. So, Doug, maybe your farm was loaded on that previous game somehow, some way.
Yeah, it could have been. Yep. All right, but we give attention and time and acknowledgement to all those who are playing Pokemon.
One neat thing is in our neighborhood, one of the neighbors saw a white van pull up in front of a park in our neighborhood, and about a dozen seniors got out walking around the park with their phones and then walked back into the van.
My God.
So a senior the living home took a bunch of the seniors out for a little field trip so that they could go hunting for Pokemon.
And how ironic. They went to a field.
Yeah. Hunga bunga. All right. Right. Speaking of field, you're in the field, as it were, doing your thing this week at the Republican convention. You have a new book about presidential factoids that I want to talk to you about just a little bit. Yeah, you're a really, what they call these, a new age guy. Richie, this man is a raconteur.
He's got a little bit of everything going on, doesn't he?
All kinds of things going on, yeah. So what are you going to do at the Republican convention?
Well, the book is called White House Confidential. And, I mean, truthfully, if you've written a book about the president, where else would you want to be for the next 2 weeks but Cleveland and Philadelphia at the convention? So I'm really going to spend most of my time on Media Row, and I've been to the convention before. It's kind of interesting, but you have all, you know, there's going to be, I think, reported 15,000 members of the media here. And from time to time, they bring VIPs through, and everyone in the media clamors to get their time with that person. But you know what? There's a lot of time where all those radio people and the bloggers and the print people and the TV people are waiting for someone interesting to come along that they can talk to. Well, to be honest, I plan on being that someone interesting. I'm going to do a ton of interviews about how what's happening today at the convention has somehow parallels things that has happened in history. And I think it's useful to have a sense and a sense of perspective that, you know, as strange as this campaign season may be, in history, there have been many times where similar things, there's never quite been a Donald Trump. And I don't think there's ever been a presidential candidate who people think should be indicted. But there are things that are close. And that's the kind of thing I will be talking about with the media all through the week. And it's all that kind of stuff is in my book, which is called White House Confidential.
And we have the first dibs on him, so we're going to get some of the White House confidentiality taken care of in a matter of moments. 13 past the hour. The aftermath of Brexit, the number associated with your return on U.S. Treasury interest rates, people looking for alternatives. And the alternative here is a way for you to earn a secured 8% yield, get monthly checks so you can reinvest the money, whichever you'd prefer to do. Find out more. I'm going to start and finish with a website. It's commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. So you go there, you learn the story of how these funds are used to help commercial real estate developers buy properties and fix them up, or they build new properties, new shopping centers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a number attached to this as well, 888-444-2102, or the website commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, 8% yield guaranteed safe. What makes the fund secure is the maximum that's lent to a developer, 70% of the actual value, so the developer's got a lot of skin in the game, if you will. You are the investor. You get a quarterly profit sharing distribution in addition to the 8%. Maybe 2% or more on top of your 8% yield. Pretty good reason to call 888-444-2102 or to go online and check out the opportunity. Watch the 5-minute video at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
It's not a team without t-shirts. custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
18 at the hour. I'm Doug with Greg Stebbin and Rich McFadden. This is Tech Talk time. We have a new book to discuss that Greg is shopping around in Washington called White House Confidential, which has a lot of cool factoids about presidents and the presidential races. One of the things, because this is an hour about technology, why don't we talk about how technology has changed our process? You were talking to a college professor who has a theory about, especially with the primaries, but I can see how this affects pretty much all elections, Greg.
Well, sure. And, you know, one of the things to realize is that after the 1968 presidential election, you know, that's when there were the riots in Chicago, the way we pick our candidates in the primaries changed dramatically. But I can tell you another thing that's had impact is, frankly, television and the ability to sell advertising. So I believe one of the reasons the primary season is so long is because there's so many dollars for the media to make, and it also enables a candidate to focus on one area and run for president instead of having to spend all their time and all their money trying to blanket the entire country at the same time. That would be a very difficult thing. But what about other technology? So how about this? Before the 1850s, how presidents campaigned had to be very, very different. Why? Because before the 1850s, they couldn't take the train to get from place to place. They didn't just jump on a plane, obviously. They didn't just jump in a car, obviously. If they wanted to make public appearances, there was no TV, there was no internet. They had to physically move from place to place, and the way they would do that from the 1850s on was by taking a train. It was a game changer in the way we got to know the candidates and the way we got to choose who we would vote for. And then in the 1880s, another very dramatic piece of technology came along, and that was the Daily Newspaper. All of a sudden, the candidates had a way of, you know, in a sense, I would bet that political lobbying was born at the same time daily newspapers became very popular and possible, because all of a sudden, people had a way to follow the news on a daily basis instead of just hearing it when they could.
Yep. Good points. Agreed. We're focused on technology and how it plays into politics. I'm Doug Steffen. Greg Steffen is here. Rich McFadden at 21 past the hour.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Moving along now, Tech Talk time, an hour every week devoted to technology and all its beauty. The forums are up to us to discuss the winnowing picture of a certain type of, like, Facebook, okay? Why is Facebook relevant or not relevant anymore? We discuss those sorts of things. Greg Steffen is here. Technologically, he is on the top of the heap. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. Also a writer on his own note. He's written a book called White House Confidential. Richie McFadden is here. He and I maybe ought to pull apart some of these things.
I have not written the book.
No, I know you haven't, Richie. You could, though, about our relationship.
Absolutely.
Here we go. That'd be a pretty good book. Anyway, you're in Cleveland, Greg, for the convention. This book will be hot stuff, I'm sure, at the convention because you are focused. I didn't know that you had written this book earlier on today. I was talking about the foibles of presidents. My cousin, Doug, who lived in Denver, where I am at the moment, passed away last week, and I'm here for his funeral. And one of the things that he was known for, and his family and his friends, was his expertise when it came to knowing about our presidents. And the fact that most of them were scoundrels, not very smart, not very good at their job. We've had a few good ones, and I wonder if all of the things, the facts that you have in this book play into the fact that we really have had a lot of mediocrity in the presidential, in the Oval Office.
Well, it's interesting you say that because that's actually the premise of the entire book.
Really?
The real premise of the book is that the president's job is to entertain us. And some presidents have been...
No wonder we're in such a bad mood. They're lousy entertainers, the last couple of them anyway.
So I'm going to read you a quote. This is from a United States president. He was talking about the man who served as president before him, his predecessor. And you guess who you think the president was talking about. So the quote is, got to find it, if he was not the greatest president, he was the best actor of presidency we have ever had. Who do you think that quote was said about?
Well, everybody would immediately jump to Ronald Reagan, but that's not right.
But no.
No, it's too easy.
Because Bush wouldn't say that.
Right? No.
Well, let me blow you away.
Okay.
The speaker, so let me read the quote again. If he was not the greatest president, he was the best actor of presidency we have ever had. The speaker was John Adams.
Yeah, talking about Washington.
The president he was talking about was George Washington.
Yeah.
Now, see, what I believe in my own studies, and actually my cousin sort of convinced me in some conversations, Washington was the man for the time. After that, we had one of the Adamses was okay, the other one wasn't.
Yeah.
You had Madison, Monroe, these were all really bad guys. Jackson was a horrible human being. Most of the presidents, until Lincoln, were bad. And Lincoln came for a time and in a time when we needed somebody good, so he sort of answered that call. And then you could argue we didn't have, look at the characters that we had. U.S. Grant, my God, and followed after him was worse than that. The whole rest of the century was a bunch of ne'er-do-wells and clowns, and it didn't really get better. I mean, you can argue that Teddy Roosevelt might have been okay. And then you get to his cousin, Franklin, and you see a man for the times. You certainly, Smiling Cal wasn't any great shakes.
In fact, in the book I call, I have a section called Goofball, the Goofball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And Silent Cal is the first runner-up. I crown Warren Harding as the worst or the goofiest president either. And, of course, Calvin Coolidge was his vice president. Harding in particular was, I mean, there's quotes in the book. He was even quoted as saying, "I am not fit for this job. What am I doing here?" He would reach out to his aides and say, "You have a college degree. Help me with this."
Yeah.
I mean,
wow. Most of the presidents have been really bad. We'll continue this conversation 28 past the hour.
Select Craftsman Extreme Group tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace, like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Group tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details. Kit a worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kit as worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact and numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown on our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy, equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's Lens of Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958 9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Your friends. This is Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Greg Steffen, who is the technology editor at a very prestigious publication, Men's Health Magazine. Knows his way around technology also, and is quite a renaissance man in that he's following a lot of political stories for the convention. He's at the convention. He's got a book called White House Confidential that goes over much of the stories over the years, the presidents that we've had, whether we liked them or we didn't like them. There's more not to like than there is to like, but it's more because of silly, foolish stuff than anything else, it would seem, right? Isn't that what your... The book is basically about things that you would not know, and unless we had written them, read them here, we probably wouldn't care about it.
Well, so, for instance, in the book I talk about the first Canadian U.S. president.
Tom Cruise. Oh, wait a minute, no. Ted Cruz.
Tom Cruise is in 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Next. Yeah.
Not Ted Cruz. Chester Arthur.
Okay. Chester Arthur. Kind of forget about him. He was a forgettable president.
Well, but that's really the premise of the book is a great president is one we remember. But what a terrible thing to get all the way to the White House and then to be forgotten.
Yeah.
That would be devil. What's your legacy? I don't have one, and I was the president of the United States.
How many of us can name more than four presidents? Richie, name all the presidents come to your mind.
Lincoln, Washington, Roosevelt, Bush, Carter, Nixon, Ike, Johnson, Obama, what else?
Right, you left out
Kennedy.
All of the presidents in recent memory.
And then I can name, I don't know, off the top of my head. If I sat and thought about it, I could probably name 15 from before I was born.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So which of those presidents you named do you think had secretly longed for a career as a rapper?
As a rapper?
Yeah, as a rap star.
I would guess that the only one would have to be Obama.
You're so wrong.
Really? Who else has been around since rap?
You tell me, George.
Oh, wait a minute.
Nixon?
Rapper.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
was quoted as saying, if rap had been around when I was younger, I might have looked for a career in music.
Really?
Yeah.
He could have gone.
Nixon would have been a great rapper.
Actually, you know, he probably was a great rapper. I wish we had had a chance to record him. He did, by the way, win a Grammy.
Nixon did?
Richard Nixon did?
For his 18 minutes of tape that was missing?
So he, was it a Grammy or he won one of those awards for the interview he did with David Frost, if you remember years later.
Yeah.
So I believe he's the only president who ever won a Grammy award.
Wow.
Which probably got him thinking, boy, being in the music industry is a lot more fun than being president.
You know, I think that's not true. I think there are spoken word Grammys. I think Jimmy Carter won a Grammy for his book or something around that. That sticks in my mind. Let's all run to Google and see if we can figure it out.
Thank you, Siri, for the answer to that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, somebody, Richie, will figure it out.
You're right. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama.
Wow. Richard Nixon's time, he was the only one to win a Grammy.
Yeah. There you go.
Things have changed now. Now it's required in order to get to have a legacy as the president.
With books on tape, absolutely.
Okay. So what is the fact that you found, and you put in this, you put the book together, that so surprised you? What sticks with you of all the facts here that you're selling us in this book, White House Confidential, which one surprised Greg Stebbin the most?
This is shocking, and there are historians listening who will argue with me to the grave about what I'm going to say. But if you look at history, you see a slight problem with the narrative that George Washington was the first president of the United States.
Yes,
and in the book, I actually have quotes from Jefferson in which they both refer to another man by the name of John Hanson as the president of the United States. And the flaw in the narrative is that, you know, we all know the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, 1777. What most people don't know is, given 76 or 77, what year did George Washington take office as president? It wasn't until 13 years later in 1789.
Yeah,
so during that 13-year gap, there were actually seven other men who had the title President of the United States under Congress assembled. They were the presidents under the Articles of Confederation. The first guy was John Hanson. And I'll tell you why I think everybody should know this story and be interested in it. First of all, I think it's terrible that a man who served as he did and did many wonderful things in a one-year term is completely unknown and has never been recognized. But if we were to say to lobby Congress to recognize him or to lobby for a Congressional Medal of Honor for him, because he would be recognized as the first president under Congress assembled, in theory we'd all get his day off. It would be a national holiday, and who doesn't want to vote for an extra day off every year?
Exactly. All right, the book is called White House Confidential, written by our pal Greg Stebbin. Check it out, especially during this presidency. This week, next week, a lot of focus on this book. Look for him. I'm betting that he's going to be in the hallowed halls at the Cleveland Convention and also at the Democratic Convention next week. Rich McFadden and Greg and Doug take a gander at something else, technologically speaking. This is the Tech Talk Hour. This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order. Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Tech Talk time, 43 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor there. Rich McFadden is at controls in our studio in Washington. So Richie always comes to the table with at least one good juicy one.
Well, I was kind of cruising through the interwebs this week, Doug, and I saw something on Smithsonian Magazine that really caught my attention. Remember 50 years ago when your television broke, or even in the 70s, or even in the 80s when your television broke, what would you do?
Take the tube out, throw it away, and put in another tube.
There you go. You were prepared, right?
Yeah, right.
There's a movement nowadays called the Right to Repair movement. Because nowadays, if you buy a TV and it dies, what do?
Landfill.
You throw it away, and you go buy another TV. So there's a growing number of people who see this as unreasonable, and what it's basically becoming is planned obsolescence and repair prevention by the manufacturers. And the main reason for that planned obsolescence is because they own the software copyrights in it, and they don't want to open up how to fix it to anyone who can then steal their secrets and reproduce it. So there's a group called the Right to Repair Association that's now got 180 members of fix-it type organizations, and they're trying to pass local legislation to open up all of the secrets in these, anything that has a computer in it, your refrigerator, your washer, whatever it is, your tractor, your car, and put the secrets out there so that you can fix these things and not just throw them away. And as a matter of fact, there's a website called iFixit, which is kind of like Wiki for DIY advice and tools, so that you can go find out some of the secrets about how to fix these things like in your refrigerator or whatnot and do it yourself. But it's a huge thing that we just waste and throw away all of these electronic goods just because they don't want to open it up and give us the secrets behind the trap door.
Well, and it's complicated, too. I agree with everything you said, but I think there's other layers. For instance, for many people, when their TV dies, they're glad their TV died because I get to go buy a new, better TV. So for most of the history of the television as an appliance, TVs didn't get better. Sure, there was the jump from black and white to color, but then it was years before the technology itself changed, so you didn't want a new TV. There was no reason to go get a new TV. Today, your TV dies and you realize the price came down and the quality of the picture got better. Let me throw this thing in. I wanted to throw it in the landfill anyway. Now I have a good excuse to go buy a new one. So part of this is on consumers as well, and thinking about, you know what, the things around us could or should have a second life. Even if you want to upgrade to a new TV anyway, it's worth thinking about, maybe it would be great if I could get that TV repaired so I could hand it off to someone else who would use it, because having all these things up end up in the landfill, that's the shame of it all, whether you want to upgrade to a new TV or not.
Well, let's take it just one step farther. Let's say a farmer paid $80,000 for a new John Deere tractor. John Deere owns the software that runs that tractor, and you cannot take it anywhere but a John Deere dealership to have it worked on. You're not going to throw that away and buy another one.
Well, that's very different, obviously, than a TV set. And Doug was saying during the break that that has actually changed the way people buy tractors today.
Yeah.
That certainly changed the way we've done farming today. Never mind. It's just everything is different because of, I remember an old water, somebody showing me how to use a big, they have in the Midwest and the Mid-South, these huge cranes that deliver water to acres and acres of fields at a time. And they used to be, you'd turn on the spigot, turn on the power, and things just go around in circles. Now it's all computer programmed.
All right.
And the water goes on and off according. It can almost sense in the field what the water need is for that particular part of the field. Amazing. Greg Stebbin, again, the book is called White House Confidential. You're going to be congratulated on that. I appreciate your being here. Rich and Doug at 49 past the hour.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keeler. We're going to go through a couple of important stories. There's an Angie's List item, which will lead you to believe they may want to compete with another major, I suppose we could say this was a the other company, well, I'll just tell you what it is, Amazon. This is the world that we are in. I think that we're all getting so used to these different names of companies. Now, we're going to tell you a story about that. Snapchat's in the news as well. Cybersecurity is in the news. Growing threat, not only for your personal life, but also for your company's life. The company you work for has had challenges with cyber criminals becoming more sophisticated in how they choose and attack their targets. It's very important for you to know how to protect your data and your privacy. So here's Jay Curtis with more.
Over the last 5 years, the Internet Crime Complaint Center received an average of nearly 300,000 complaints annually. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean of the College of Information Systems and Technology at University of Phoenix, says that the problem is likely to get worse.
The two solutions to the problem are investing in technology and human capital. It's going to be an employee's market because the Bureau of Labor Statistics is projecting about 1.2 million job openings due to growth in computer and information technology fields.
In a recent survey, University of Phoenix found that America Americans' greatest security concerns were theft and personal cybersecurity. The survey also found that 2 in 5 respondents had experienced a personal security breach. Bonilla added that trained professionals are entering the workforce with the necessary preparation to help thwart these attacks.
Of course, our students don't just have the grit to do the job. They have the skills, too. Our programs are designed to ensure that as students work towards their degree, they're also working towards industry-aligned certificates.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small. You throw it back.
Plunge into savings when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, 55 past the hour. Angie's List is trying to compete with Amazon. It doesn't seem like a fair fight, at least I wouldn't have thought, but if she has the courage to do this, Angie's List has become certainly much more popular, and the company is doing very well, based in Indianapolis. So they've got online reviews, lots, millions and millions of them. Most everybody knows who Angie's List, or who Angie is and what Angie's List is. But to compete with Amazon, Victoria?
Well, it's interesting because Amazon actually took this idea from Angie's List. So
really?
It is really, yeah, there is an interesting twist to this. Amazon, and we were talking about this, I think, a few weeks ago in one of our tech hours, about how when you're on Amazon and you buy a product, and let's say you buy a new sink or a faucet or whatever, and then a million plumbers pop up in your neighborhood, yeah. And, oh, this person is recommended by Amazon. Well, they started doing that because instead of leaving Amazon to then go to Angie's List and find a reputable plumber near you, Amazon decided, well, let's just do it all in one. And it started to take business away from Angie's List. So Angie's List has been doing well for the last few years. However, their first quarter or their last quarter of 2015 was sort of disappointing. So they're reinventing themselves now with different membership levels. So the green level is free access. They have more than 700 service categories, free access to reviews and ratings. And now the subscription based, they have a silver access, which is $25 for the year, which is really reasonable if you are doing home renovations or things like that. It allows consumers to have a guaranteed fair price and quality of service guaranteed by Angie's List, so much so that they'll reimburse customers up to $100,000 now if you are not satisfied with the work that someone they recommend does. And then they have a gold-based service that's $99 a year that also includes complaint resolution process and customer support. So Angie's List is really expanding into one-stop shopping.
So the smart play here would have been to do what Target did with CVS. Instead of Target being in the competitive drug business, which they really can't be, Amazon should have gone to Angie's List or vice versa and said, let's make a deal. We'll use your services and give you whatever the cut is instead
that
of having
That would have been a great play. Yeah. However, everyone knows Amazon's so big that they may not have even needed to. That's unfortunate.
When you get so big, it's like, what's the old expression? Pigs eat well, hogs get slaughtered. That's what happens. Well, you know that expression, right?
I never heard that expression before. No.
That's an old farmer's expression.
I guess so.
You hear from Farmer Doug. Pigs eat well. Hogs get slaughtered. When you want and take too much, doesn't pay. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.